Welcome back. All right, so from college football back to the NFL, we are joined right now by a senior NFL reporter for Yahoo, host of You Pod to Win the Game. He is Charles Robinson. Charles, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing well, brother. How are you doing today?
Good, dude. Good. Great to have you back. Thanks so much. Now let me start with the Packers because you've got a piece up on the Packers on Yahoo. I had Packers safety Adrian Amos on the show in the first hour. Let me ask you this. The Packers are no strangers to the NFC Championship game. We know that. But to you, does this feel like a team that could get over the hump and into the Super Bowl?
Well, I think if the defense can get healthy, you know, you've got a couple of guys that obviously are coming back, you know, slated to come back from injured reserve. You have, you know, some other pieces, Rasul Douglas, Rashawn Gary starting to, you know, make an impact down the stretch. And I think really that's what could change for the Packers. Offensively, you know, barring injuries, I don't think anybody questions whether or not the Packers can hang with anyone in the NFC from that standpoint. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, even though we obviously missed a game with COVID and, you know, there's been drama that surrounded him this season, he's still playing at an MVP level. It's all about where the talent of the defense is going to go down the stretch. And also the schedule. I think we start to look at the schedule and the seeding race. And, the Packers have a pretty decent schedule. And frankly, I think if you look at home field advantages that still exist in the NFL, I think they have a hammer lock over almost any other team. Nobody wants to go to Lambeau in January and you know, late or early February, I guess, at this point in the season you also have a lot of the NFC teams that would be coming into Lambeau if the Packers were to get that number one seed. They're dome teams or they're warm weather teams, which only plays into Green Bay's hands. So I think down the stretch, the talent's there, the health, if these guys can return from injured reserve, some of these defensive players, could make a big difference for the Packers. And as we've seen this season, it's pretty much wide open across the board.
We're talking to Charles Robinson. In terms of health, speaking of that, for instance, if you're the Cardinals, how concerned would you be about Kyler Murray and his ankle right about now? For instance, is it just a matter of the team having a healthy lead and making sure their guy gets as much rest as possible? Or is there a real reason to be concerned there?
Well, they're saying it's about acceleration. That's why they've kind of held him back a little bit longer. I'm sure they're sitting there and the 2020 season is in the back of their minds. When Kyler's shoulder got banged up, their season fell apart really in the second half of that season. And I don't think they want to repeat that. But a guy who, hurts his ankle and then misses essentially a month of football, that's no small thing. We don't know what he's going to look like when he gets back on the field. We assume, hey, they've taken all this extra time. He's going to step out there and be 100%. Well, we'll see when he's running around. So I understand the caution. Plus, Colt McCoy's given them the breathing room. I mean, anytime you put in a backup quarterback and, you know, he can go 2-1 in an important stretch and win a couple of games in your division on the road, that's a huge plus for you. And I think the Cardinals have to feel like it's gone about as well as it could have possibly gone for them once Kyler went down and afforded them a little extra breathing room. But I don't think we should just assume that Kyler's going to step in there and be perfectly fine, particularly after last season when, you know, we were told, hey, you know, the shoulder's not that bad. He's going to be able to play through it. And we really watched that offense and Murray tail off down the stretch last season.
I think you make a very good point. I was going to say to you, watching the NFL this year, I don't assume anything about anything anymore. Like the Packers, Charles, were not overly aggressive when it came to Odell Beckham Jr. Instead, he goes to the Rams. And aside from that TD yesterday, he's been relatively quiet there. When you watch the Rams offense right now, what do you think?
I mean, they miss Robert Woods. I don't think there's any question about that. I don't think people fully understood how important Robert Woods was to that offense. I mean, he did a lot of little things, but Cooper Kupp, obviously he's the number one guy for Stafford, but Woods really filled a role there where he was as dependable as Kupp. He just didn't have the same production or some of the big plays. But, you know, I think that people who don't really understand the Rams inside the locker room, the leadership that a guy like Woods brings to the table, the confidence that Stafford had in him almost immediately when he got there. I mean, even it's a small thing, but the Rams, Patrick Ramsey Patrick Ramsey. Wow, that's a blast from the past. Look, Jalen Ramsey wanted.
That'll happen even to somebody as good as you, dude. It's okay.
It's okay, man. That's 20 years.
It's okay, man.
It just came
You're
out
still
of my
the
head.
Man.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey wanted the number two, jersey this offseason. Robert Woods wanted the number two jersey this offseason. It went to Woods. And I know people are like, well, come on, that's not a big deal, whatever. No, it is. Like, inside that organization, when you have two guys vying for that number, both who really wanted it, and you give it to the wide receiver who's not even really considered, hey, you're number one wide receiver in your franchise, it says a lot about what the coaching staff thinks about the guy's effort, what he brings inside the organization, the locker room. And so to have him go down with that injury and then add Odell Beckham to the mix right when that's all sort of occurring or right before it occurs, I think it was a little bit of a hit to that offense and the consistency of the offense. But we're probably getting a little ahead of ourselves on Stafford. Everybody's out here. You know, McVay feels compelled to defend him at this point. I'm more worried about the defense because Rodgers essentially did whatever he wanted. And you know, they ran on that defense. They threw on the defense. I don't think they're getting the impact that I thought they would get or they thought they would get on all three levels. And it's probably time to take Ramsey and go, you know what, you're just going to go on the best wide receiver. We're not going to do this thing where you're essentially a rover and you're going to go all over the field. When Devontae Adams is out there, you're on him. Like, that's the guy that where you are a lockdown corner. We're going to stick you on the opposing best wide receiver, and that's how we're going to move forward.
Yeah, I don't think you want to be putting the guys they had on Devontae out there and ask them to do that when you've got Jalen or Patrick or any of the other Ramseys, but especially Jalen. Really quickly, Charles, what about the Ravens? They beat the Browns last night. Technically, they've got the best record in the AFC, but do they actually look like the best team in the AFC to you right now?
I don't want to dig on them. They win a game, but anytime, look, it's such a roller coaster with Lamar Jackson. I mean, anytime a guy throws three interceptions in a quarter and three consecutive drives, none of them like wonky and just bad decisions, like bad throws, like bad interceptions that almost any other, I mean, you take a mediocre quarterback, if a mediocre quarterback did that, we would be killing the guy today. Kind of back off Lamar a little bit because he can do a lot of other things on the field and we perceive him as being a special guy, but you can't do that against a good team. I mean, that's the thing. The Browns right now are not playing great football. I would say they're a middle-of-the-road team at best right now, and they're struggling through their own quarterback stuff. He does that in a playoff game versus almost any team, I think, that's in the top four or five in the AFC. You're probably going to lose that game. You can't turn the ball over like that. I mean, I think, four turnovers to Lamar. I think Cleveland produced 3 points out of that. Most other teams in the AFC that are above average are going to produce more points than that, and the Ravens are going to lose that game. So, it makes me a little bit nervous to see that kind of a performance out of him. But, as you said, you can't really trust anybody this year. Every team, and I feel like even every quarterback in the AFC has had horrible – I mean, Josh Allen, who we all thought was going to be the MVP coming in this season, has had some straight awful performances over the course of the season at times. So – I'd say it puts the Ravens on brand with the rest of the AFC that maybe that's the team we trust, or maybe it's New England, or maybe it's Buffalo. I mean, we're going to switch every single week.
What do you think, really quickly, what about a quick preview, New England and Buffalo? How do you see that going down this week?
Well, I mean, look, New England, I think the method for New England is pretty simple now. I mean, the offense is, they found the running game. They don't ask Mac Jones to do a ton. And they have a defense that's great. I mean, it's a really good defense. It's talented, deep. Bill Belichick feels like he clearly feels it's a smart defense because they're doing a lot of different things on the field. So I think for the Patriots, as long as they can stick to what the formula has been up until this point, that's reeled off what the 6 straight wins for them at this point, is just being able to run the football and let the defense attack and take away, what the Bills like to do best. I mean, you're going to take a guy like Diggs away from Josh Allen and say, okay, force it somewhere else. Let's see you put this on your shoulders. And the Bills got to get more balanced. They're way too – everything is so leaned on Josh Allen right now. It's like they're not even trying to run the ball consistently. I think the Bills got to find a way to not make it all the Josh Allen show, because that's going to be a disaster against Belichick if he can take away what Josh Allen likes to do.
As always, tremendous NFL intel. He is a senior NFL reporter for Yahoo. He is host of You Pod to Win the Game. Good friend of the program. He is Charles Robinson. My man, I appreciate you. Charles, thanks so much.
Thanks for the fine, Rome.
Great stuff, dude. As always, Charles Robinson, best in the game.